Jesus, we thank you for the ways that your arms reach around the world and the ways that your spirit is moving. Help us, O God, in these few moments to hear your voice, to open our hearts, to deepen our ability to see and willingness to partner with those that you have given to us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Apostle Paul begins most of his letters with words like these. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 1, 3 through 6. The apostle in his travels met many people, co-laborers of the gospel. Dear brothers and sisters, deep bonds of friendship form. God sent, God filled, God united. These verses, and these ones in Philippians and other ones like them, have been very vibrantly alive to me in the last few months. They highlight how God brings people together for the sake of his work in the world. We even see that in the Old Testament text reading for today. There's the transition into the text. Here in Exodus, the saga continues of the people of Israel as they wander through the wilderness. In the middle of what would seem to be nowhere, they meet a formidable foe in the Amalekite people. The interesting thing I think about this text is that not that they are being attacked, but how they respond in battle. So it's not surprising they're attacked, even though they're in this wilderness place. But it's how they respond in battle. With Joshua leading the charge, so Joshua's, you know, the boots on the ground out there, Moses heads up to the mountain with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses lifted the staff that he had been given by God, as he lifts the staff, the Israelites succeed in battle. When it is lowered, the Amalekite people overtake them. As Moses grew tired, Aaron and Hur came and lifted up his arms. We all need people like Aaron and Hur. We all need people like Aaron and Hur, who are by our side to lift up our hands when we are tired and can go no further with the task that's given to us. 2 years ago, in a tumultuous season of conflict within Abbey Way, God sent to us gifts of grace and reassurance. They did not come as nice thoughts or well wishes. They came as people. They came as people. One was a woman whose name was Julie. Julie was finishing her schooling to be a pastor and needed a place to learn and serve. We didn't have much to offer her in the way of money, so she came anyway. If you know Julie, and I know you know Julie, she was here last week, you would know her to be a person who bubbled and glistened with the knowledge that God was with her. It seemed providential that she would minister among us when we needed a little joy and a little boost. So Julie came to us full of sparkle, literally sparkle, both what she wore and from deep within, overflowing with possibility and wonder. The gift of Julie was that she brought herself, all of who she was, smack dab into the middle of our life together. And even as she had opportunity to learn more things about preaching and leading. Her presence among us challenged and invited us to a deeper walk with God. And we were very grateful with the gift that God gave to us in her. A few months after Julie arrived, God brought to us the Claussens. I remember the moment they walked into Abbey Way. They were quite a sight. The very statuesque Erica and Nils with the two blonde-haired boys in tow. Maya was soon to arrive in the world, but in this moment she was hidden in Erica's swollen belly, very swollen belly. I had met Erica and Nils years before in a class when we were learning about leading and pastoring God's people, but here they were. I was surprised. I didn't know they were coming. I was pleased with their presence among us. I don't think they knew how God's Spirit was so evident as they entered our circle that night. I don't think they knew it. They just came. But I did. I knew it. And then in time, I think we all knew it. Abbey Way knew it. The Claussens were physical and tangible gifts to us that year. Their story of arrival has become a part of our story as a church. They gave to us. We gave to them. The Spirit was present in the in-between in our relationship. This past week, Carolyn and I had the opportunity to travel to Mexico to be with the Claussens. Woohoo! We did it! The invitation was extended to us because of a scheduled women's retreat up in the mountains outside of Oaxaca. It was a retreat that Erica was leading, and so it seemed like a good time for us to go. Unfortunately, the day we arrived in Mexico, a decision had been made to cancel the retreat and reschedule it for late October. So, you know, if I had some money, I would get on a plane and go back down. But anyway, so they're rescheduling it for late October. As you may know, earthquakes have impacted both Mexico City and a region known as the Isthmus in the southwestern part of southwestern part of Mexico.
Southwestern.
Oaxaca City, where Nils and Erica and the kids live, is right in between those two epicenters. Many of the women who are going to go on this retreat were afraid to leave their families. So they made the decision, and I think a wise one, to cancel, which meant there was more time open to do other things. You know, the whole week really was centered around prepping for the retreat and going on the retreat and then coming back and then coming home. So the week was open. But, you know, since one of this year's leadership team objectives is to flow with the Spirit, we were given a direct opportunity to just let the week unfold. Okay, it's not that. So what is it going to be? What is God inviting us to? And here's a little bit of what happened. We met with some of the members of Erica's women's group, went to the boys' school, talked on the radio, ate lots of Mexican food, drank lots of hot chocolate, drove in a car on crazy congested streets with lots of speed bumps.
Refractors.
What?
Refractors.
Refractors? They have a speed limit, but they slow cars down by these speed bumps and potholes. So nobody goes real fast. Saw ancient ruins, toured beautiful churches, played with Maya. That's a little person. Heard of the heartache of Mexico. Watched American football with the boys. went up into the mountains, wrote out a 6.2 earthquake, attended an informative disaster response workshop with Erica and her people. Really, I mean, Erica was translating, but it was awesome. It was an awesome workshop. Walked a lot. Had many good conversations. And to top it all off, we saw Chris Pine. Our parting gift from Mexico. It was a wonderfully full and enriching week. The one thing that stood out to me, though, was how majestically ordinary it all was. Majestically ordinary. As we visited, I was reminded of a time in my life when I wanted to be a missionary. I had heard a challenge at a big concert led by a man whose name was Keith Green. For those who are old, you know who Keith Green is. To go into the world. He had done a series of concerts and in partnership with Wycliffe and YWAM, and he was telling everyone to go. And I heard it. I heard the call on the big screen. You know, they had big screens there. They did projection. And he was the man that said it. And I think many people went into YWAM and Wycliffe ministry because of him. For years, I followed the work of YWAM and Wycliffe, the Bible translators, if you don't know who they are, and supported missionary endeavors through connection with those who served in different parts of the world. At the time, you know, this was back in the 80s, it was right and true. There was the call and response place with God. There was something there that was resonating deep in my heart. Well, we never became missionaries. But the journey to Oaxaca and our time with the Clausens reignited something inside of me. Their simple yet sacred life of commitment and consecration inflamed my heart. I'm going to say that again. Their simple yet sacred life of commitment and consecration inflamed my heart. Their days are ordinary like ours. Bringing kids to school, going to the grocery store, checking email, going to meetings, taking the dog for a walk, tucking children into bed at night. But underneath runs something remarkable and holy. You see it when Erica teaches and is with her women's group. You can hear it when Nils speaks of his work and the people of the isthmus. That's where all those earthquakes are happening. You can experience it in the boys, as they live with their at-homeness in a land where they have this tow-headed hair and blue eyes. You can hear it in Maya's communication as she speaks a blend of Spanish and English with distinctly Mexican expressive mannerisms. Like her hands are going all the time. They sacrifice much to be with the people of Mexico. Although I don't even know if they would use the word sacrifice to describe what they do. Their witness of Jesus is honest and whole. And for a few days, Carolyn and I were a part of it. We lifted their arms as they had lifted ours. we lifted their arms as they had before lifted ours. Oh my gosh. You know, for years, literally, years, you know, it was like, God, where do you want us? You know, this little tiny church called Abbeway. Where is it? Where is the connection? Where's the place? Well, I know one place. It's called Oaxaca. And I know the partners. It's Nils and Erica, Matias and Lucas and Maya. Real people. We're real people to them. They're real people to us. Nothing real fancy about it, but so full of God. So full of God. So I close with these words from Erica and Nils. So this is what Erica wrote back. I had written her a thank you, and she wrote me this back. There's so much more to say about what happened, so this is just a little bit. But anyway, this is what they said to us. Dear friends of Abbeway, we want to thank you so much for your expressions of love and care for us in your many notes. Remember a few weeks ago we wrote those notes, so we delivered the notes. In your many notes and drawings, and especially in sending Pastor Jan and Carolyn to be with us for a week. What a gift from the Lord our time together was. As you may know, our plans changed due to the regular earthquake activity we've been experiencing, because they're continuing on with this rumble of the earth. However, God opened other doors for us to spend time with the people so dear to us, as well as opportunities for us to minister and serve together. One of the biggest gifts from the change of plans was just having more time to hang out, to get to know Jan and Carolyn better, and for them to get to know our family. We have felt God's love for us in their presence in our home and in their companionship in our daily activities. Please continue to keep our family in your prayers. It has been a difficult time for us, as we are currently the only missionaries here in Mexico, and as we seek to discern how God is calling us and our ministry partners to respond in the best way to the many needs from the earthquakes, as well as continue forward with our regular ministries. Thank you once again for your love and care for us. Muchas gracias. We have seen the hand of God. We have seen the hand of God. This story, to me, of the Clausens coming and now of us returning, going to them, there's, like I said, there's just something so big and rich and good and of God in it. And they're open to more visitors. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for the simple ways that you work, and when we open our ears and are willing, you bring us to places and you connect us with your people. Help us, oh God, in this place of listening to you and responding to your call. Help us in this place, oh God, to grow our capacities of love and service. Inflame us with your spirit, O God. Inflame us with your power. Help us say yes to your call. In Jesus' name, amen.